the third hour of the program. Whether you want to talk about polyamory or whatever might happen to be on your mind, plus Allie's going to tell us about the Happy Birthday song, one of the most annoyingly copyrighted songs in the whole country. We'll tell you more about it here in a little bit, if we get a chance, but your calls come first at 855-450-FREE, plus you can reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian, Derek J.
And Allie.
Derek J's here with us, courtesy of Peace News Now, which you can find every single day, updated with a fresh 5-minute newscast at peacenewsnow.com. Plus, you do a 2-hour
show. We do a video, too. It's important that people know there's a YouTube channel for Peace News Now, and I need more subscribers on that. We put out a great episode every day, so if you're not watching it, you're missing out.
Yes, you can drive to work and listen to Peace News Now, and then when you get to work, when you're on break, you can watch the video edition of
Peace
News Now.
It's better.
The illustrations are always really funny to me.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the YouTube videos, but mostly I listen on the radio because I hear it when it airs on LRN.fm.
That's the easiest way.
Yeah. So go to peacenewsnow.com, get more Derek there, and plus he's got a movie too. It's Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free, which you can watch for free. I don't know if we mentioned that previously, but at victimlesscrimesfree.com. Richard's in Texas to start things out. Hey, Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just got a simple question for you folks. I've been asking everybody from my mom to coworkers, and I can't get a straight answer because it's really embarrassing to them. So I just thought I'd bring it over there. Why
go
is
for it?
Trayvon Martin is like the, he's like the, I don't know, you know what to call it. He's like the next Rodney King, I guess, if they don't get the right verdict. But this young kid, well, he's 23, I guess he's not young anymore. Umar Farooq.
Trayvon Martin is dead.
Right, he's dead, so there's nothing, you know, really we can do about him.
Okay, so you're saying he would be 23? Who's 23? I'm sorry, I'm confused about that.
Well, I'm kind of jumping around. I'm in the parking lot, and I'm kind of distracted. But I'm talking about the Christmas Day bomber. I'll just get right to it. The underwear bomber who was used by...
That wasn't Trayvon Martin.
He's jumping around. He's in a parking lot.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, I think he's saying, why is this guy getting so much attention, like as if he's the new Rodney King versus the Christmas bomber?
Mutalov, right. Because Mutalov is literally being tortured if he's somewhere, you know, still alive. He's being tortured with the burden of being used as the fall guy to get these Makatizer rapist scan machines in all the airports, which is causing cancer from what I'm hearing from scientists, and potentially a lot of cancer over the years. But at the same time, he's not getting any attention from any of the black leadership, any of the legal scholars who's supposed to be talking about him, because he was used literally as the fall guy to commit this massive crime by Chertoff, who got over, what, $250
million? Was he forced into it?
Which crime are we talking about? Is this one of the ones where the FBI set a guy up?
Yeah, the Mutalib, the underwear bomber. I follow.
He got on the plane with the well-dressed Indian man. He was spotted by two lawyers, a husband and wife, Kirk Haskell, coming back from, I forget what country it was, but they were right behind him.
Nigeria or something.
Both, right. And they were both let on the plane, and Mutalov didn't have proper ID, and they said he looked disheveled and disoriented. The well-dressed Indian man had to speak to the security guy's supervisor. The supervisor let him on, and then moments later, the bomb went off. And then Mr. Haskell and his wife witnessed the well-dressed Indian man being let go, I think, a couple hours later. And then he pursued it by asking the FBI to come interview him and take down what he saw. He talked to a lot of press members. And
your question is, why are certain certain people who have a public persona, like what the Jesse Jacksons of the world, aren't paying attention to that case? Is that your question?
Right. That's the first part. But, see, I'm also concerned about, you know, GCN, RBN, all the free press people who I know have good intentions. They're not even covering this properly because this is something that should be constantly in the media
When was this underwear bomber? It feels like it's been a lot longer than 2 years to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, 2009, I believe it happened.
Okay, so four years ago. Is there something happening? Is there an update on the case?
Well, you know, he was sentenced. Apparently, he fell on his sword. He called Eddie Haskell. He called Kurt Haskell as his star witness. They shot that down somehow through the courts.
So it's all
a show, though, right? It's all a ruse. It's all he's just a piece of the puzzle, like everyone else has been a piece of the puzzle, like the guys in the UK who had the two pieces of liquid that they allegedly combined together to make a bomb, and now you're not allowed to have anything over 2 ounces, and the underwear bomber, so now we have to take off our shoes, and then we have to have Rapiscan. These people are just ball guys that they set up to go and set up what structure they want to have.
So I'll speculate to his question as far as why people aren't paying attention who maybe you think should be. One, as far as mainstream media, obviously there's a lot of news you can report on, and reporting on news that's several years old is not going to be as likely as breaking news. So there's that. Then you've got the people like Jesse Jackson, and they're gonna glom onto whatever is politically feasible for them. They've got a certain agenda for themselves as an individual to promote. You know, Jesse Jackson and people like that want to promote Jesse Jackson. So he's gonna glom onto whatever is the most likely to do that for him, and that would probably be a case like a Trayvon Martin as opposed to somebody who's accused of being a bomber or a terrorist,
right?
Or something like that.
He wants what's hot.
Yep, so there's that. And then as far as independent news networks or independent journalists and what they report on, you know, there's never any way to predict why one story gets more play than another. For instance, you know, from my personal life, I recently was given a $5,000 settlement by the town of Palmer for recording video in town hall. And to me, this is a really important case. This is a freedom of the press case where, hey, they arrested a cameraman, me. I ended up going through the court process, and before it went to trial, it was dropped and, you know, dismissed with prejudice. But I put that story out to my news list. I have an industry news list that I built over the many years I've been doing this show with program directors, general managers, people that, you know, a lot of these program directors host morning shows, or they have, you know, people that work at their stations that are hosting shows. And so every now and then I'll pitch them kind of what I'm doing, like the activism that I'm doing. So the Palmer story of the camera arrest, I pitched that to them. And I also pitched the Robin Hooding story as well, which got huge international headlines. So why did the Robin Hooding story get picked up and get international headlines, whereas, you know, a cameraman being threatened by a police officer and then arrested for recording video didn't?
Because parking meters is something that people can relate to.
That's a good answer.
That's exactly the kind of story people want to hear on their way to work. A group of activists are plugging people's meters, and the parking maids are claiming that they're harassing them. And, you know, it's something that people can understand, because a lot of people have gripes of the meter maids in their town.
You're right. I think you got the best answer there, Allie. I never even really considered that. So, I mean, but there's my answer for you, Richard, is there's, you know, each news editor has to choose what they think is going to be the best for their audience. I don't think it's necessarily a conspiracy. It's just, that's just how it is.
Well, okay, now, if I can say one more thing, I guess I didn't really pose the question right. Now, what I'm saying is this has the potential to be, no pun intended, very explosive if they get the wrong verdict, right? Because we know what happens. Now, you know, young black men kill themselves every day. They kill themselves.
Are you talking about Trayvon Martin or the other story?
Trayvon Martin, right.
Okay.
So I'm saying we have the opportunity in the free press to say, look, people, we understand how valuable this young man's life was. I'm talking about Trayvon Martin, and he deserves justice. But let's not overreact to this verdict if at the same time we choose to ignore the Christmas Day bomber's verdict, and this guy is still alive. So if you're not going to react to that, and if you're not going to burn and loot and destroy property and claim racism and everything else that we claim, even my own family members, I'm not letting nobody off the hook, then let's keep cool heads and wait for justice to run its course, and let's not have a double standard. Let's not be hypocrites, black people, because, like you said, we know Sharpton and Jackson aren't going to cover any of it because it doesn't serve their purpose. But I'm talking about everyday people who are pursuing freedom and justice and who have open minds and are legitimately...
I tend to agree, Richard, that certainly getting violent isn't going to make anything better, and keeping a cool head would be good advice. And
I agree.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Let's make that comparison on a regular basis so people won't forget about it and act like it doesn't exist.
It is
like
important to bring these things up and to remind people of what has gone before, because it's so easy to forget in this ADD world. Thanks for the call. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You hear that rattle, kid? It's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next day, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. We've got archives. They go back to late 2006. You can just click and download. They're yours. You can also listen right on our website. It's the SoundCloud player is now built into each archive's page. So each archive has its own page. On that page, you find the SoundCloud player. Just hit the play button and listen. You can also download it. You can also hit the share button and easily share your favorite episodes to your Facebook page or your other favorite social networking site. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. And if that's not enough for you, you can check out the School Sucks Project. Now that is a podcast on which you and I, Derek J., have been guests.
Woohoo!
And it is a fine show. In fact, it's both a podcast and a call-in show. Plus, it's a YouTube channel, a web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. All of those things well worth your time. And you can go to schoolsucksproject.com to browse through their 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast, which it's a series of podcasts, which examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrots and stick systems, zero-tolerance policies, and more. Go to schoolsucksproject.com to get them. The episodes are free, so go grab them up, schoolsucksproject.com.
It's a wonderfully enriching program.
Yep, and I think your show, Derek J., was their most listened to download, like 20,000 downloads.
That's right.
So awesome. So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. We've been talking about polyamory throughout the show here tonight, and we never got to the remainder of the story. We just kind of went off on the subject of polyamory and some of the challenges and, you know, what's human sexuality really all about. And you're welcome to share your experiences still. But the story's from Slate.com, and it talks about this group of folks in the beginning and how they kind of came to know each other and came to love each other as a four-person group. And then it goes on into sort of the political aspect of marriage and how difficult this is of an idea for a polyamorous group, because marriage isn't built for that, at least not as we know it today.
Did they try to get married? What happened?
Well, and despite the stereotype, this is Slate.com, of polyamorous as sexual anarchists who wouldn't be interested in legal marriage anyway, Robin Trask, the executive director of polyamory support organization Loving More, said the group's forthcoming survey found that 65% of poly families would choose to legalize their unions if they could, and an additional 20% would at least consider the option if it were available.
What could possibly be the benefit of legalizing the union?
Well, I guess might be able to go and visit your loved one in a hospital.
Okay,
for instance,
like that. Okay, but that's a problem of the state. That's not like
the problem is the state. I mean, that's why what I really love about this article is they actually advocate for getting the state out of it.
Oh.
You know, and you don't expect that necessarily from a Slate.com piece. So that's that's where they're going with this. So, but seriously, is legal recognition of plural marriage just too complicated to ever be realistic? After all, government marriage comes with a whole list of associated burdens and benefits. Marriage laws influence alimony, health care, social security, hospital visitation, inheritance, criminal testimony, taxation, immigration, and more. Monogamous marriages are already vulnerable to marriage fraud, and polyamorous marriages could, in theory, open the door to even more radical forms of fraud. Hundreds of people marrying for immigration purposes, for example, or criminal groups marrying to take advantage of spousal testimonial privilege.
Right, you have that people going into marriages now without the polyamorous legal loophole possibility, and people get married to people they don't live with or have sex with or anything.
It's true. In some cases, just for immigration purposes, which I support. I mean, anything it takes to get somebody to be able to be here without being aggressed against by the state, I think, is a good thing. So I say marry for the
whatever holiday. It takes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's love.
So, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's just marriage to get somebody in through the state system.
It's all love.
It could be a tool in that case. But yeah, you're right. That is a very loving act in a different sort of loving way. Maybe the pursuit of genuinely inclusive marriage equality isn't worth the headache that it would take to reevaluate the tax, immigration, and criminal justice systems. So let's start with a fundamental question. What is marriage, and what do we want it to be? Is marriage a government program meant to incentivize certain social goods?
Yes.
Is it a religious but it didn't used to be that. Is it a religious institution that should be separated from the state entirely? Is it a personal romantic choice? In response to these questions, an alternative suggestion has emerged from an unlikely alliance between the far right and the far left. Why not take the government out of marriage entirely?
Wow, that is radical.
Right. I mean, how wonderful to hear a fairly mainstream media piece asking that question. Now, the list of people who've called for marriage privatization is long. Libertarians David Boies, Larry Elder, feminist Wendy McElroy, legal scholars Alan Dershowitz and Colin P.A. Jones, and the leaders from Catholic, Orthodox, Jewish, and other religious streams. And they make a compelling case. Private marriage contracts, like private business contracts, could be established according to each family's orientation and preference. Heterosexual, homosexual, monogamous, polyamorous, or whatever. Religious marriage contracts could be established by the various religions. Catholic contracts, for example, might prohibit divorce, while fundamentalist Mormon and Islamic contracts could permit polygamy. And they point out here that polygamy as opposed to poly. Maybe I'm mispronouncing this. Polygyny, P-O-L-Y-G-Y-N-Y versus polygamy, P-O-L-Y-G-M-Y. G-A-M-Y, by the way, is a technical gender-neutral term that includes all plural marriages, regardless of the gender breakdown. So
polygamy is
gender-neutral.
Dude has lots of wives, and
no.
Polygyny is either one.
I think feel free to dictionary this. Okay. Polygyny versus polygamy. Polygamy is the gender-neutral one, which includes all plural marriages. Progressive and secular organizations could embrace a more inclusive definition of marriage without needing to campaign for government approval first. And just to be totally clear, Twitterverse, children, animals, and objects cannot sign any contracts and therefore would not sign private marriage contracts either, okay? Private marriage contracts, like business contracts, would be registered, recognized, and arbitrated by the state, but the families and non-governmental organizations involved would be the only ones to set the specific contractual terms. And even there, whoever's writing this article, has missed a point. They're pretty good about describing this concept. But ultimately, if you have a private contract, it doesn't have to be administered by the state. It doesn't have to be overseen. It can absolutely be set up in an arbitrator.
Well, most private contracts aren't administered by the state.
They are not, correct. A lot of private contracts, you look at your cell phone contract, look at your cable modem contract, or whatever corporate agreements you've signed. Almost every time you'll see the American Arbitration Association or some equivalent, some sort of private arbitration group, is actually where you would have your disputes heard. So there's no reason why that wouldn't be the case with a marriage as well. But going on. So private marriage contracts, they say, would be, let's see, love, commitment, and family would define marriage and not the government. But to be fair, private marriage has its disadvantages. Many people argue that monogamous marriage is a social good, and that the government should promote and incentivize with benefits. And there's a fair case that government marriage, albeit imperfect, is actually more egalitarian than private marriage would be, since a private system would empower religious and secular organizations, including ones that choose to discriminate. Finally, the legal institution of marriage arguably protects children, although government laws such as child support also protect non-marital children. And it would be nearly impossible to fully privatize acrimonious divorce.
What's acrimonious divorce?
I think that means nasty.
Ooh.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855 450 free.
Sounds like you've got to have options before you know which one is right for you, right? If you've only got monogamy as your option, then you can't know if polygamy would be right for you.
Let's come back with more on the idea of getting the government out of marriage. And your calls and thoughts are also welcome here. Acrimonious, angry, and bitter. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control. Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can go to our website. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. The main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content, so you can submit to the site the news stories that you think are the most interesting, blog posts, YouTube videos even. Whatever you want to submit, you can submit the link, or you can even write up a little text post and put that up there. And other listeners will then get to vote on what you've submitted and vote it up or vote it down, and the most liked will hopefully make it up toward the top. You can go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And let's see, something else you need to know about is the fact that Freedom Fest has been moved. It's happening now at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. And there's nothing like Freedom Fest. You get to see huge name speakers: John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Steve Forbes, Rand Paul, Art Laffer, and many more. It's a big-time event. This may be the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year. And it's in Vegas. Get your hotel tickets, or your tickets, rather, and your hotel rooms now. They're booking fast, and our very own Mark Edge will be there representing Free Talk Live. So you don't want to miss this. It's freedomfest.com to get registered now. Freedomfest.com. As we continue here, we're talking about marriage, especially the idea of getting the government out of marriage, which is actually what Slate.com's article here is advocating. Jillian Keenan is the author, where she's talking about, on one hand, polyamory and also marriage, and how getting the state out of marriage might just be the best solution across the board for everybody, which, of course, for longtime listeners of Free Talk Live, isn't a new idea, but it's an idea worthy of discussion, because as she's pointing out here in this piece, it would be good for the religious folks, because then they could have a more religiously kind of bound contract, right, with one another. Then it'd be good for secular folks, because they wouldn't have to have that level of religiousness put upon them. It would help people in, obviously, you know, homosexual relationships be easily able to get married without having to beg the state for permission to change their laws and to change their
system.
What
about people that want to marry dogs?
Unfortunately, as they pointed out, I think correctly here, the dog can't consent.
That's right.
Not that you know of, well, in any way that's meaningful. Doesn't mean the dog doesn't love you.
They can send to treats.
And well, doesn't mean the dog won't be loyal to you. In fact, you don't really need a marriage with a dog, right?
You probably don't need a marriage with a dog.
I don't think you need a contract.
Right, because the dog is just loyal. As long as you love it and feed it and pet it, it's right. going to stay with you. So let me continue here. From Slate.com about the idea of legalizing marriage, or I guess not legalizing, what would you call it?
Decriminalizing.
De-governmentizing it?
Yeah, well, some relationships are criminal, right? There are still sodomy laws on the books for some states, like Texas.
That's
so
true.
I mean, yeah, decriminalizing relationships.
There are a bunch of weirdo laws out there that are still on the books. Hopefully they're not being enforced, but then again, you still have all kinds of ridiculous laws, like, you know, somebody having sex with someone in 2 years, they're younger, but they're 18 and the other person's 16 and they go to prison for that. We've seen that sort of stuff. So we know that some of these moral so-called laws are really hurting people who haven't hurt anyone else. But so they're talking about how progressive and secular organizations could embrace a more inclusive definition of marriage. Love, commitment, and family would define marriage and not the government. The privatization of marriage is especially controversial so far as it relates to children. Government recognition of certain marriages is one of the ways the government endorses and promotes the monogamous and, in some states, heterosexual family structure that it believes is best for children. But studies have found that diverse parenting environments, including polyamorous ones, aren't necessarily better or worse for the children involved. In fact,
how could you measure it? How could you possibly know?
I don't know. Maybe I guess later on you talk to the kids when they're older or something?
Yeah, but you can't compare it to, like, okay, here's your life with these other parents.
What they would likely do if, like, say, some group wanted to prove that polyamorous relationships result in
test scores,
like,
I mean,
bad,
what?
They probably would do, like, an IQ test.
Height,
and
weight. Oh, this person's heavy. They must be sad.
They might look at, like, whether or not they go to prison.
Okay.
Instance.
All right.
Like, are people that are coming from polyamorous relationships
going to jail? I was a pretty healthy family. I think it's a poor indicator.
Me too. I think my parents were very good raising me, and I went to jail too.
Oh, wow. When black people have babies, they go to prison very often.
So, in fact, children...
My point is that you can't look at that because the
right.
judicial system is racist.
It's biased, right. Yeah. The cops, in a lot of cases, are racist too. In fact, children from some plural families can actually benefit from the increased resources, which is what I was getting at earlier, that, you know, there's different expertise among the parents, the family that's more than two in the household. So increased resources, increased care and flexibility that additional adults provide. From a global and historical perspective, the phenomenon of the two-parent nuclear family is relatively new and not the only environment that could be healthy for children. The happiness and well-being of kids in all kinds of families, that is, monogamous, polyamorous, heterosexual, homosexual, or single parent, depend far more on things like stability, boundaries, support, and love, not on the private, responsibly conducted sex lives of the adults involved. "I'm not his dad, I'm his Artie," said Arthur, the 32-year-old polyamorist who's lived with his girlfriend, her husband, and their son for the past 8 years. He says, "But from the outside, you wouldn't see a difference. When he was born, all three of us were there. When he cries in the middle of the night, all three of us are there. We're as much of a family as anyone, just without the legal status."
Well, I wonder, that's something I wondered about, is how having kids can, like, you know, it seems that people say that when they have kids, that's sort of when their relationship can take a downturn.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder about having kids in a polyamorous relationship, if how the fights might be different.
Seems really great. It seems like, I mean, can you imagine when you were a kid having multiple parents?
Well, you would be more likely to get attention, wouldn't you?
You would be more likely to get attention if one of them's in a bad mood or whatever. The other... Okay, so one parent's in a bad mood, one parent can tend to that other parent, while the two other parents are still there for the children. Like, my gosh, there's so many options.
From that perspective,
it's very healthy.
Right, if you're dealing with parents who are healthy, who, you know, as I said before, aren't smoking crack or something like that, and they're good parents, then, I would say more responsible parents is going to be a better, a childhood for being raised. I mean, for instance, a lot of parents struggle with being at home, like when their kids get out of school for, you know, because they're working, they're trying to pay all the bills. But if you've got three parents or four in that household, you're more likely to have somebody being home. You're more likely to have somebody, you know, cooking some dinner or something like that.
Yeah, home-cooked meals.
Right.
Bedtime stories, all the best things. You just have that insert parent here.
In either a public or private marital system, extending marriage access to plural families would obviously be very complicated. And why should we even care? Polyamorous are a minority, and they, unlike same-sex couples, arguably choose their lifestyle. It's easy to ignore or to marginalize them. But their families raise fundamental questions about how our government interacts with our sexual and romantic lives. Is marital status the best standard by which to determine access to government benefits? Or could we find a better way through marriage privatization? And if not, should we wrestle with the implications of government marriage until we find a public solution that is fair to everyone? Whatever the answer, conversations about widespread marriage equality are worth the legal, emotional, and intellectual work that it takes to have them. And finally, Vicky, one of the people in the four-person relationship we were talking about earlier on in the show, said this, quote, "Our lifestyle isn't for everybody, but this is what works for us. We consider ourselves married. We consider ourselves a family. Sometimes love catches you by surprise. Why do we want to put boundaries around that?"
Aww.
And, you know, when you listen to that question, I think it's a really important question. And ultimately, she's suggesting that if you're in a monogamous relationship, that you're putting boundaries.
No, she's not. Oh, my gosh. You just took her words.
You don't
totally
think she's suggesting that?
No. What she said is that this is not for everyone and that love may catch you by surprise. So yeah. You may be one of those people that's happier not being in a monogamous relationship. And so you wouldn't want to have boundaries on what ends up being what makes you happy. But she's not saying that monogamy is a farce or whatever.
855-450-FREE. What do you think? And please, if you've got a story relating to the topic at hand, you're welcome to share it in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. Plus, Allie, speaking of being happy, you've got the happy birthday song story.
That's right.
And apparently it has
to... I can't sing it.
Well, maybe they will be able to. There's some kind of lawsuit involved.
That's right.
There. We're going to get to the details. But Happy Birthday is one of the most restricted songs in the world. It's Free Talk Live.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're toll free at 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features. We give them to you. So, once again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you would like to support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to different stores online. But one of the main ones is Amazon. And when you click into our Amazon links, there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just buy whatever it is you're looking to buy, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for Free Talk Live, and you still get the same great prices, the same great selection, the same Amazon experience. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon knows to send us a cut. Now, one thing you can't buy on Amazon is a house. Every loan payment is made up of principal payments and interest payments, and from the first payment on, the amount going to principal increases and the amount going to the interest decreases. However, it still takes a long time. Like in a 30-year loan, for instance, in the beginning, it's 35% going to principal and 65% going to interest. And at today's interest rate environment, it'll take over 10 years for 50% of the payment to begin going to principal.
Wow.
That's a long time to be paying the supermajority interest. Well, if you crack it down to a 20-year loan, then your first payment's already got 49.6% going to a principal reduction, and it only takes 4 months to get the split to be 50-50. 15-year loan, you start with 59% going to principal, and it just gets better from there. So there's a lot of difference between cheap and inexpensive. A 30-year loan is cheap, but it's not, over the long term, inexpensive. You can learn more by talking to the experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Their number is toll-free, 866-288-0088. That's 866-288-0088 or MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Happy birthday! Well, it's no one here's birthday at this time, but there's this song that is so prolific. I mean, everybody sings it at their birthday parties.
Everybody.
Everybody does. But nobody pays ASCAP or BMI licensing fees to sing it at their birthday party. But there's a reason why you don't hear it in a public place. Like
a restaurant.
Like a restaurant, even though it's a private property, but it's accessible by the public. Restaurants have their own little happy birthday song that they make up. Because they can't sing the real song, the original. And, Allie, you've got a story that's about this.
That's right. So Jennifer Nelson is the president and the owner of a New York-based company called Good Morning to You Production Company. They are producing a documentary about the history of Happy Birthday to You. One of the scenes in the film includes the actual song, but in order for Nelson to obtain the rights to Happy Birthday, the music company, Warner Chambell, a division of Warner Music Corporation, required her to pay a licensing fee of $1,500.
Wow.
On Thursday, Nelson's production company filed a class action in U.S. District Court in New York to invalidate the Warner Chambell's copyright and make the rights available to the public. According to the complaint, Warner Chambell has either silenced those wishing to record or perform Happy Birthday to You, or has extracted millions of dollars in unlawful licensing fees from those unwilling or unable to challenge its ownership claims.
Yeah, I mean, that's weird. Wait, so it's only $1,500. Why do you think Olive Garden and the rest don't just shell out the $1,500 for
maybe
the
it's per
song?
Performance. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I don't know how the laws
no,
work.
No, because this is for a piece of recorded material. This is for a production that's going to be shown an infinite number of times.
That's true.
So
I don't know how it works.
I don't
know
think it would apply.
The ins and outs of copyright law and how it applies in this case.
Well, I think it's just not worth it for most movies and everything to play Happy Birthday if they can just use something else. But you would think that that would be important because people are going to wonder why they're not singing the typical song.
I don't think it's that important at a restaurant. I mean, who really cares?
No, I meant in a movie.
Oh, right. Whatever. But you really mostly hear about it, at least I have, when it comes to restaurants. That's where the impact really seems to be felt. Maybe some people do question it, but ultimately, you know, it's a free piece of cake.
No, it's weird. It's weird when the restaurants
happy
do it.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, they get chanty, and it's like, what is going on? Like, there's a real peaceful calm, and everyone can get behind the happy birthday song.
Yeah, people
like,
know it.
Yeah, you can't sing along.
I know what's happening. And,
right. You can't sing along with the original song that the restaurant's made up.
Yeah, when it's clapping and stomping, I can't go for that. That's not what I wanted a restaurant experience. And I'm sorry that these restaurants feel bullied into only singing their own specialized version of Happy Birthday.
And if you work at a restaurant, it's so embarrassing. Like, if I just went out saying Happy Birthday, it would be like, that's normal. But I feel like a psychopath running out of the kitchen, like, clapping and calling attention to this person who probably got set up by their family.
So you've done this, then?
Yeah, I've done this.
Give me an example. Can you sing for us?
Sing us a song.
I really don't remember what it was. I really don't, because it was Cracker Barrel, and I don't remember what the song was. I don't think they have a special song. I don't know.
It's probably for the whole chain. They probably have a song.
That's yeah, I know. I just don't remember.
All right.
I know.
For now.
Sure,
you know maybe I would love to sing it to you guys.
Someone out there in listener land, I want to hear one of the
Surely there's someone else
songs.
Listening that has worked at Cracker Barrel. So 855-450-FREE. If you want to sing, it doesn't have to be Cracker Barrel. Maybe you want to sing to us your version of the Happy Birthday song.
But while we're waiting for the Happy Birthday song, I've got some good news that I would like to share with everybody.
Yes, please.
Can I slide that in?
Yes.
Because, okay, Vernon
this
Hirschberger, everyone knows the story of Vernon Hirschberger. If you've been following along, he's the raw milk farmer in Wisconsin who was charged with four crimes, all of them essentially surrounding licensing and selling milk to his friends and neighbors without licenses. And so he was put on a trial, and a jury of his peers found him not guilty. They used jury nullification and found him not guilty, except for one charge, which was violating a holding order, which is essentially akin to moving the milk in his own refrigerator and going through a police line that was in his kitchen. So they found him guilty of that, but the jury wasn't told all the facts. And so three members of Vernon's jury who convicted him of that charge have written to the judge to say, we did our own investigation. We wouldn't have found him guilty. You should absolutely take this man's sentence lightly, and we support him. One juror even took off of work to attend his sentencing hearing.
Wow.
And so he was sentenced.
That's unheard of.
Right. To a juror who was already pissed enough, you know, having lost 5 days of work for attending this trial in the first place, staying well until 1:30 a.m. to come to the final verdict. You know, these jurors really cared about this issue. And so now they attended the sentencing. Vernon was made to pay a fine. The fine's already been paid. It's out on appeal, so he's going to be appealing this charge. So
someone else paid the fine for him.
That's right. Someone else paid the fine for him. And because his family, of course, has been paying for legal troubles, plus they've had a fire, so they've got a lot on their plate. And the most amazing part to me is that these three jurors not only attended and supported and wrote to the judge themselves, but also are looking to join Vernon's club.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That's pretty awesome.
That's incredible.
I mean, to go from having a jury convict you for doing something, or rather to set you free for selling raw milk, and then to have them say, you know, that actually sounded pretty good.
I want some of that. I'd be very interested.
Where can I get raw milk?
I'd be very interested in talking to those jurors as Vernon Hershberger, you know, when they finally come around to, you know, be at the club or whatever, if they actually physically come to the farm to buy things. That would be a good time to ask them, why'd you do it? Why did you find me guilty on that one charge?
Well, they explained that they didn't have enough information at the time, and had they had all of the facts,
not guilty.
Well, yeah, but
that's
not how it was framed. I mean, it seemed pretty clear that that he was violating this law, and the defense had their arms tied behind their backs. Essentially, they weren't able to present all the evidence.
Let's go to Paul. He's here in Missouri. And, Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Ellie.
Yeah, I worked for 5 years in Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park.
All right.
And I can sing you their birthday song.
Super.
Apparently, Home on the Range doesn't have quite the restrictions that Happy Birthday does.
All right.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play. So here is to you from your faithful crew. Have fun here on your special day. They don't do the chorus.
Well, that's sweet. At least that one's
nice.
Nice and slow, like the regular Happy Birthday song.
Thank you for singing to us.
Yeah, I'm glad that happened. I wasn't sure if we were actually going to get a call on that one.
That was awesome.
Anything else you want to share, Paul, about your experience?
No.
Okay. That works for me. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. And tomorrow night is the final night before Porkfest episodes begin. We're starting on Sunday live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So we'll have one more show here in our Keene, New Hampshire studios. And then for an entire week, we will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I'm going to kick it off.
And you will be kicking off with Peace News Now. You'll be live, the very first live show. We've got like 60 hours of live radio happening from Porkfest this year. We'll see you tomorrow night. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, check out Derek's site, peacenewsnow.com. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals or harm in the making of this advertisement.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.